Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nedarim. Mishnah Zayin deals with the Kiyum and Hafara, the upholding and canceling of Nedarim that haven't yet been made. Ha'omer li'ishto, if a person said to his wife, he's on his way out of town to a business trip, and he says to his wife, Kol Nedarim Shetidori, Mikan Ad She'avo Imakom Ploni, Harei Hein Kayamin. Any Nedarim that you make between now and the time I return from the place I'm going for my business trip are upheld. I uphold now all of the vows you make while I'm on my way on my trip. Lo Amar Klum. Everyone agrees. We're going to see a Machlokes Tanaim in the second half of the Mishnah, but with regard to this halacha, with the Kiyum, everyone agrees that his declaration doesn't work. He can't uphold her future Nedarim before she makes them, because there is a very real possibility that she could make a neder that he would definitely not approve of. And since that is a very real possibility, so then the whole thing is invalid. The whole declaration is invalid. Now, but what about hafara? What about canceling the nedarim in advance? What if he's on his way out to his business trip, right? And he says, any nedarim that you make between now and the time I return from my business trip, harei hein mufarin, they are canceled. So here we have a machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer Omer mufar. Rabbi Eliezer says, that works. And all of those nedarim are canceled in advance. And the reason for that is that every neder is at least somewhat undesired by the husband, because he wouldn't want his wife to be a nadranit. He wanted want his wife to be a person, a woman who's making nedarim all the time. And so, therefore, even if it's something that he might sort of be in favor of, it's not a bad idea for her to adopt that as a habit, he's still going to be opposed, at least to some degree, to the fact that she took a neder. And so we're not worried, like with the Kiyum, that with the Kiyum, we were worried that there's a very real possibility that she's going to make a neder that he really would not uphold if he were present. Here, we don't have that concern, because if it's a question of canceling, if it's a question of canceling, every neder she makes, there is definitely a reason why he would want to cancel it, because it's a neder, and he doesn't want his wife making the darim. On the other hand, the chachamim omrim, eino mufar. The chachamim say, no, it also doesn't work here. Hafara doesn't work in advance any more than kiyum does. So Rabbi Eliezer, as he did it in the previous Mishnah, argues his point. He says, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, im hefer nedarim shebo'u l'chal iser. Right, under normal circumstances, a husband is allowed to cancel his wife's nedarim when he finds out about them, even though the iser is already in effect. She's created a real iser that is in effect, and he can't undo it. He can only cancel it going forward. So there's an actual iser, and the Torah gives him the ability to cancel an existing iser. Lo yafer nedarim shelo bo l'chal iser. So shouldn't he have the ability to cancel them before the iser is ever even created? So the Chacham responds to Rabbi Eliezer, no, amrulo, harehu omer, isha yikimenu, v'isha yiferenu. The Torah says her husband can uphold them, and her husband can cancel them in the same pasuk. The Torah is clearly connecting kiyum and hafara. Es shebo l'chal hakim, bo l'chal hafer. Any nether which is subject to kiyum, right, which can of course be done if the iser is already in place, because why wouldn't you be able to be mikayim an existing iser? That makes sense. It's there. You could say, okay, yeah, fine. It stays there. So then it is subject to cancellation. But lo bo l'chal hakim, but if it is not subject to kiyum, such as future nedarim, which we said he can't be mikayim them, lo bo l'chal hafer, then it also is not subject to cancellation.